Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
SansPants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hi everyone. Before we start, just a very quick message from me to you. Due to some personal tragedies in my life, I'm taking a leave of absence for a while. In the last 4 months, my wife and I have experienced two miscarriages. One was very traumatic, and the other a little less so. If you want to hear more of that tragic story, I talk about it on our sister show, Why Am I Sad? Rather gratefully, we have some very good friends who will be filling in for me while I take this time to recuperate and heal. I hope to you listening never have to experience anything like this. It is heartbreaking. To those that already have, you know exactly what it's like. And to those that will unfortunately experience this in the future, you're not alone. You will get through it. Just take it day by day and be there for each other. Now that I've successfully brought down the tone, I hope you enjoy our comedy show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Alexi Toliopoulos.
Today we're asking important questions like, does Emperor Palpatine's plan, or any of his plans, make a lick of sense?
So this question came around because initially I was thinking about Snoke in the sequel trilogy. And I was like, Emperor Palpatine named that guy. And that's pretty funny. Emperor Palpatine made a big gangly clone and he's like, what to call this motherfucker? What about Snoke? And I don't know why he picked that name. And then it made me spiral out thinking about all of his plans, and not one of them makes a damn lick of sense. He's the galaxy's biggest idiot.
Okay, but first of all, big claim. Second,
fiery.
How do you think names work? Everyone's name is a name that someone.
Yeah,
has just
of
like,
course. But why did he call him Snoke? Is that like a name in Star Wars? Are there other people named Snoke, or was he like he looks like a Snoke?
Well, it's weirder if he's like, yes, I shall call him Matthew, and it's like the first like one of the weird normal names they have in Star Wars. Like
when you're fucking when your name is fucking Sheev. You're not naming some cunt Matthew. Snoke makes sense. Sheev Palpatine.
Do you think, because, you know, he made Snoke as to be kind of a puppet for him. Was he like, it's an intimidating name? Did he think it's an intimidating name? Because it's not.
Snoke, I think it's intimidating. It's one Snoke. Letter away from smoke, which is one of the most deadly substances to the human lung.
And, oh, hang on. We've blown this wide open already.
Yeah.
Snoke, one letter away from smoke. Snoke was a smoke show because the real threat Emperor Palpatine, as was that's always true. Clearly planned in the sequel series.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what they meant. That's what they intended. I like that he was like, not only will he be named Snoke, which is scary, I'll make him really big, because yeah. that's scary as well.
And I'm going to give him a big old disgusting head.
yeah. I'm going to make this guy look so goddamn yucky. That's going to be great. Everyone's going to be so scared of him. Yeah.
I kept that off by dressing him like the villain of my favorite film in a trilogy. Goldmember.
I love that. I love that he's full on Goldmember.
I've made the scariest guy, Emperor Palpatine.
Be so awesome if Snoke, you just see him eating his own skin Goldmember style, picking that big old scar, that crevice in his head.
Mm. That's great. Does that mean Emperor Palpatine cloned the crevice in? Or was that a thing that happened when they're just like packed in that tank too tight, they get a dent in their head? Like, why does he have a crevice?
I think the crevice was an attack on Snoke to make him more sympathetic to people. Because okay. that's probably how he gets in those good True. Graces with Mr. Benjamin Solo. He's talking yeah. to Benny Boy, and he's slowly, slowly bringing him over to the dark side. And I think that scar in his head made him more sympathetic.
Yeah, so Emperor Palpatine's plan in the sequel trilogy. He's Cactus. His body's Cactus. So he goes into a bad clone attached to machines. Huh? But he wants to come back. And the only way he can come back is if he's struck down by someone. He can send his soul into their body. He picks Ben Solo. He then makes a guy to turn Ben Solo to the dark side. The uh-huh. guy he picks is Snoke. Yeah. You know, the most trustworthy looking man in existence. If I was young Ben Solo and this gangly fucking gecko in human skin came over to me and was like, hey, you want to hang out? I would be like, yeah, this guy looks like he's got a good head on his shoulders. Sure.
It's then, real like Doc yeah. Brown, Marty McFly, strange old man hanging out with teenage boy kind of style,
Ben,
you know?
We gotta turn to the dark side, Ben. And then that was Ben Solo playing the guitar like Marty McFly.
Yeah, it was like Ben Solo.
Yeah, exactly. And then another interesting thing, Palpatine has backup Snokes, which I like, just in case. Mm. Just in case he keeps them in the tank. Or I duds. Like I don't know.
Well, I what thought are they were failed Snokes. For me, they were like yeah. picklings failed Snokes. Like, these were the ones that we didn't... It's really hard to get rid of these things, so we just got them stewing yeah. here.
I don't know where
away.
To dump them. I don't know what to do
yeah,
with them.
Surely if there's replacement Snokes... And look, maybe this was not well thought out, but... Surely if you've got replacement Snokes, when your Snoke dies, you replace him.
But
that's
I think
what
Snoke
a replacement
dying,
is for.
Was not Snoke dying part of the plan? Because Ben Solo strikes down his master, fully turns to the dark side, then Palpatine lets the galaxy know he's ready.
Can I just say, perhaps yeah. the genius yeah. of Palpatine yeah. is that his plans are in-depth, odd, strange... Which is one of the reasons why people don't detect that there's a plan going True. On. But they are extremely malleable is like his greatest strength. Like if you look at his plans in the prequel trilogy,
yeah, okay.
he makes it so he can't lose. He's leading both sides. Where he's like,
true.
Yes, I've got the Separatists and I'm as Darth Sidious playing my evil hand over them all. And on the other hand, my also evil hand, I am playing as the Chancellor. I am doing everything I can to win this war that I've created.
Yeah, yeah.
Jackson, before we get too tied up in this, because the moment that Ben...
Yeah.
Because in The Last Jedi, when Ben Solo strikes down Snoke, that isn't him turning to the dark side, it's him... deflecting the other way, which is why like it's a tragic scene. And then why The Last Jedi works so much is because Rey's like, there's good in him. He does this, then they have that moment, and then there's that look on the ship. A great film, an incredible movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Beautiful film. I've seen it many a time. It's sequel.
Me too.
I've seen two times.
Yes. Me also. Yeah. But yeah, let's wind it back.
All right, let's put a pin in that. That's fair.
Okay, a young Sheev, a senator of Naboo with a beautiful future ahead of him, feels the call to the dark side. He joins up Darth Plagueis, one of the wisest Darths that have ever lived. That Darth is from the banking clan planet where they've got those long noodle boy heads and long-ass arms and body. And of course...
That's sick.
That yeah. He has the power of reincarnation and the power to create life itself.
So this Sheev, young Sheev, you know, creates a war so that he can declare himself Galactic Emperor, yeah? Like, that's the end goal here.
Before that, do they create Anakin's life? Does Sheev and Plagueis just go, we're going to knock up Shmi as step one. We're going to knock up Shmi with a little budding baby.
We're going to find some desert woman, okay?
We're going to fill her with bad force.
Uh-huh. Step two, we just wait a bit. Step two is like a break.
Presumably it's not Plagueis, because surely Palpatine's killed Plagueis by the time Anakin's born.
Yeah.
Yes, he's killed Plagueis at this point, I would say.
Yeah, so his plan to make a really strong Jedi... Step one, kill Plagueis.
Still Plagueis, the wise. Mm-hmm. He's dead. He's the one who can run away from death.
Not so wise now. Yeah, gotcha.
Fucking enjoy Star Wars hell, dickhead.
Yeah. More like Darth Plagueis the Demised, because he's dead.
Step two, knock up a desert woman.
Yeah, use everything I learned from Plagueis to conjure the life of a sweet little boy inside her belly.
Step three, wait. Is Anakin 9?
I would say there's a step in there where it's like corrupt Jedi Sifo Dyas to then go create the clone army, have a couple of meetings with the Kaminoans, and getting Jango Fett involved, and then giving Jango Fett an unaltered clone son for him to raise. Or maybe that's a little bit later, but you know, this is the same part of the plan.
It's a lot of steps.
Yeah, because... Although, surely wouldn't that happen? That must happen in between episode 1 and 2. Anakin would be born
Clone War. Clone.
Oh, okay. Well, then, let me get back a little bit. Well, then go do student politics at Naboo University. Build up connections in the political world. Become a political hack for some times. Enough to get a stable position as eventually... I would assume local politics at Naboo, and then eventually go on to federal politics and then intergalactic politics.
Yeah.
So that actually already, you know, from living in a country which has and going to university where you see the budding grassroots of politics form, then you see those people eventually go on to state and federal. It is kind of crazy and would take presumably a long time to go all the way to intergalactic, from international to intergalactic.
So we've got to revisit the plan. Step one, decide that you're going to need to get into intergalactic politics.
Do you think that's happening concurrently?
Before you kill
Plagueis. Yeah, you got to do it beforehand. You can't do it afterwards. And also, you've got to be an intergalactic politician by the time Anakin comes of age for you to get him. You've given yourself quite a short window there. Like, if things went wrong, if elections, like, you'd be shitting yourself because you need to be at a certain point. In how old is Anakin by the time they go and collect him? Is he like 9? Is he giving himself
10,
so 9. He's given himself like 9 years to reach intergalactic politics from local Naboo council.
But he's probably like 60 years old by the time Anakin is 9. So he's probably done a few things here or there.
Alexi, we know that at some point around this time, though, based on ages, that Palpatine is still capable of fucking. Because he himself has a son, which is revealed much later in the series. But for the ages to work, and the fact that his death is not that far away, and presumably it's pre him getting electrocuted and having a burnt dick.
Yeah. You can't fuck with a burnt dick, dude. Come on.
I think certainly it's electrocuted not as fuck. Surely not.
No.
I'm trying to read up on how this happens. So, this is what I'm currently doing. I am on Wikipedia. I do have a great knowledge of Star Wars, but there's a few things I don't know. On the Legends page for Sheev Palpatine, he has some relationships, including one with Sly Maw, who is a bald-headed lady who is... you do see her in the movie. She goes to the opera with him, where we learn about Darth Plagueis in the Revenge of the Sith. We learn about her there. She has a romance with Palpatine, and she is often described as the Queen of the Empire.
Okay.
But now back into canon, I'm reading about the Emperor's son, who we do see in the movie.
Okay.
In The Rise of Skywalker. Flashbacks this is what stuff, they yeah. have to say. The Sith cultists labored to replace Sidious's cloned body with a more suitable host, leading to the creation of various failed strand casts, which I assume are Snoke's. These artificial constructs were engineered from the Emperor's cloned tissue samples, but none of them were considered a sufficient host for the progenitor's dark side essence. One such strand cast was the Emperor's son, a non-identical clone who was healthy but not force sensitive like his father. So that's a
So wait, the plan was...
Hang on, this changes things. What? Maybe I'm an idiot. So his son is a clone. It's a Jango Fett and Boba Fett again. So
as prophesized by the Tamara Morrison character, Jango Fett.
So Rey isn't actually Palpatine's granddaughter. Rey is
the daughter of his clone.
Clone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sidious, which we don't have a word who relished for. His power into the let me continue with this. Sidious, please. Who relished his power in the Force, was disappointed in the son that he sired through science. Nevertheless, he permitted his son to live for the sake of continuing the Palpatine bloodline, hoping to achieve more favorable results through... Ew! Hoping to achieve more favorable results through natural methods.
Okay. But that's crazy because... But there are no other children, so that means Palpatine was just shooting blanks into people for ages, being like, I can't do it through science. Time to get my fuck on.
Good lord. Do you know what? This is insane, because to me, I was like, watching that movie and finding out that there's a Palpatine lineage, I was like, yuck, he's getting laid. He's getting his fucking suck on. It's like, any rationale behind that is truly disgusting, okay? Yeah. Whatever they're doing there, disgusting. Reading this, I go, okay, he's a clone. At least I don't have to imagine Palpatine. At least I'm not forced to imagine Palpatine hooking up and doing doing the deeds around town. And then they close off the sentence by going like, the clone was a failure, so we did have to do some of more natural methods.
Yeah.
Good heavens.
Don't worry, he did hump, yeah.
Palpatine's like, my son sucks. Time for me to go fuck, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I got that powerful, force-sensitive semen. My midichlorians, I'm going to bust some midichlorians into someone.
But what's fucked about this is that Snoke was not... So Snokes are failed... Palpatine clones, yes.
I know that, look.
Snoke's consuming me.
I can tell because, and the audience needs to know this, you're waving around soundproofing material that presumably you ripped from your wall?
Yes.
I thought it was a Furby.
No, it's...
It's soundproofing that I've torn from my wall in a blind rage.
And waving at me in a Alexi
I'm too full of passion! Okay. Because if the Snokes... Or failed Palpatines. That means he didn't make it to seduce Kylo. He just was like, well, I got all these fucking guys doing nothing.
These are meant to continue my bloodline. And tragically, they're hideous, but they have the power of the Force. The only hot one I've got has no powers whatsoever.
I reckon this fucking gross one a boy would love.
Lord.
This looks like the kind of face only a young boy would love Palpatine- to talk to.
And then also it's a fake out anyway, because Ben Solo's not the part of the fucking prophecy, it's Rey.
Yeah, so I don't know why he did any of that.
Because Rey's the one whose body... Because
they're a Force triad, dude. Yeah. And that's why he can suck their guts, because they're a Force triad, which I don't know what the hell
were only a dyad, the two of them. Well, is Sheev part of the triad?
I thought they were a triad, all three of them. Or maybe they're a Force dyad.
Listen. I don't know. I don't know is the answer. He's this is a thing with Sheev. Okay, Palpatine, he goes with the flow. He always is there to adapt his plan. He sees that his clone does not have the powers. Heck, let's adapt and let's fucking get me some. Yeah. He can adapt his plan at every point along the way. Yes, of course. He begins his plan. Trying to start intergalactic war, so either way he can win and control the galaxy. Yeah. And he had to train a young Zabrak who unfortunately was killed in the battle with Obi-Wan Kenobi. Then he must get a retired Jedi on his side, Count Dooku.
You can't fucking retire from being a Jedi, Count Dooku, you fuck.
He did do it. Count Dooku left the Jedi Order. But, and then was corrupted later on in civilian life.
Yeah, that's
and became
crazy.
Darth Tyranus.
Alexi, I don't know. In refutation of your Palpatine goes with the flow, and maybe this is refutation, but it is funny. He tries the Death Star twice. That's great. Fucks
but
up the first time.
When he's onto a winner.
He's like, no, the Death Star idea is good, guys. It's actually great. They're like, the first one was perfect. I don't know, dude. I think they'll see another Death Star coming. Mm. But no, he tries again. Yeah.
But Jackson, you gotta remember that going with the plan, that actually what it is Palpatine's plan for the Death Star to be discovered, because he wants Luke on the Death Star, and also the Endor moon base is guarded because they know they're gonna do it. Also, Palpatine's the one that leaked the plans to
the
rebels.
That's a good point.
But none of it makes like it doesn't work.
Because then the plan is spend insane amounts of money making a Death Star to lure one guy.
He has a lot of cash. He's got like a lot of cash and resources. Loaded what else
up
is he going to do?
Republic credits.
Yeah, that's true.
All
that's
he cares for is hunger and power and to be stronger and more powerful. He doesn't have any other luxuries in his life. Yeah. Like every other luxury is like, oh, I love to go to the opera where I see those big old balls, those big spheres with their with a little fish that swims through them to create music and
sounds. It's funny if you assume that Palpatine just like has no gauge for what a young person would like. He's like, kids love Snoke, they love the big balls. Yeah. Anakin, I got a treat for you.
Yeah.
You know the big balls? We're going to go see them. Oh, okay.
Come meet me at the big ball show where a fish swims through all of them to create sound.
Oh, and let me tell you a boring story in the middle of this. Like, you're not even going to get a chance to enjoy the fish balls, you know?
God, how awesome would it be if they go to the fish ball show and he doesn't tell him the thing there? It's like their post conversation, they go to have dinner afterwards.
Get a
like they go to freaking Dexter Jetster's little freaking diner. Goes, oh, what a great show! BT Dubs, I got a fun story from my past I can tell you.
I like the idea of him going to tell that story in the fishbowl show, and somebody behind them just being like, "Shh," and he'd be like, "Oh, I'll whisper it."
Fucking fishbowls, come.
I just, I can still hear if you're fucking whispering. Okay,
how about you just fucking shut up? Just shut up for fucking 2 hours.
Some of us are trying to enjoy the fish
fucking box.
No, I must tell my story.
Tell it outside.
Excuse me, Usher. This guy will not shut the fuck up.
Hey, tell a fucking story.
I'm trying to tell a story here. I'm the most powerful man in the galaxy, for all you know. And even though you don't know, I'm the second most powerful man in the galaxy as well.
I don't know if that makes sense, sir. Please leave.
I don't usually do this. I'm not one to complain, but this is very frustrating. I paid thousands of credits to be here. We've got an incredible spot, and you just...
It seems like you don't even respect the art form of balls and fish, okay? I'm a connoisseur.
I love my ball. I love the giant balls that sing with the fish, but unfortunately I have powerful exposition to give to this young lad.
Also, I think from this guy's story that he killed a guy. I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
I think he's admitting to murder. I don't know if you can do anything about that, Usher, but...
Yeah, he's admitted to murder and then he fucked this guy's mom or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fucked up.
Full-blown. It's full. Actually, you know what? Maybe this story's worth me listening to as well.
Someone shut that fucking fish thing up. I gotta hear this story.
This is a fucking juicy story.
Yeah. So Palpatine's plan with Anakin also kind of crumbles because Anakin gets larved, right? And he's going to pivot again, you know?
Yeah, he's the
he does go with
pivot.
The flow.
He's
the pivot.
Jeremy Pivot over here, dude.
He's the original entourage. That's
fucked up. That would be so fucking annoying, though. Like, you made a guy. Like, you made a full-on guy. Also, to be honest, Palpatine has one trick, really. Doesn't even make a guy. But anyway, you made a guy. That guy's going to become your apprentice. Somebody puts that guy in lava. Now you got a guy. You got to make robot bits for him. Not as good a guy. Hope that guy's son is a better guy. That's your next plan. Mm. You know? For the original trilogy, that's your plan, right?
Thank God that guy busted a couple of nuts before he lost them.
Tell me, Anakin, you busted a fat nut before they laughed at you. Ah! That's him in pain on the operating table. Before I give you arms and legs, you gotta fucking promise me, Anakin. Oh my god. That's, yeah. And then
otherwise,
he's...
we're gonna have to use a cattle prod to extrude some of that.
I busted a nut. Good.
Yes. Perfect.
How much time Palpatine in his plan spends waiting for kids to grow up is very funny. Yeah. That's like his main time waster. It's just goddamn.
We kind of did this before, but then we got distracted with the romance stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we go back to the start, just to like try and figure out the plan, I think Jackson, you've absolutely nailed it. Palpatine's plan is mostly just waiting for a guy or trying to create a guy.
Yes.
He kills Darth Plagueis so that he becomes the number one guy. But him being the number one guy, he needs a number two guy.
Yeah.
And he's constantly just getting a number two guy that he doesn't really want, hoping number two guy can help him get the best number two guy. But then he knows from being a Sith, this is another thing with the fucking Sith and why Palpatine's plans are dog shit. And it does happen to him in episode 6, even though maybe that was also part of his plan.
Yeah.
But he knows that when he gets a good number two guy, the number two guy is going to kill him anyway.
For sure. True.
But that's why he spends so much of his time becoming more powerful so he can kill that number two guy when it comes to it.
That he wants.
He gets. Yeah. He picks a number two guy.
Dude, the heart wants what the heart wants. You can't argue with that.
The heart wants what the heart wants, which is the best number two guy. But the brain knows that best number two guy is going to come for me.
Kill me.
But I can't deny the heart. So my brain, I'm going to get super powerful so that when this number two guy breaks my heart and turns on me and tries to kill me, I will kill him. And then I'll just get another number two guy.
I love how he's got different types as well. Like, he's got young Anakin. That's who he ends up with for a long last time.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, Darth Maul, he's like this punk kid, this little Zabrak with all the tattoos. That's quite punk. Dooku is someone who is more in line with like himself, like this older couple.
They probably have way more in common.
They probably wake up with the same aches and pains in the morning. You know, they got more to talk about.
But it's hard to tell. So, like Palpatine, throughout the prequel trilogy, he has Anakin is a kind of like on the back burner.
Yeah,
Dooku and Maul. Now, did he? Like, in his head, before Maul was killed, was he like, it's me and Maul to the end? Like, Maul's my guy.
He's my ride or die number two.
He's my ride. Yeah. Or was he like, none of them are my ride or die. I've got my fingers in a lot of pies. Just in case.
I think, and this is risky because it is Star Wars and therefore there is an answer. But I think Darth Maul was not the ideal number two guy, but it was his number two guy. Because Darth Maul has like an enforcer energy about him.
Yeah.
Of course. He's
awesome.
You
send Darth Maul to go fuck up some shit. You know, get your shit sorted. You know, he's that guy.
Yeah.
I think at the same time, Count Dooku has like left the Jedi Council and Palpatine's like, look, he's not going to be my number two guy, but he'll just be kind of like a guy I'm talking to. We've got similar business interests.
But surely, because he put all of those midichlorians in Shmi, clearly he's like, but really, Anakin's my guy. Like, Anakin's my guy. These are just like other guys that I'm having in the interim.
He needs like 15 to 20 years of the midichlorians in Shmi to become a guy. So that's where I think Darth Maul is like, he's my guy. He's my number two guy. He's not my grand plan number two guy.
And then he's going to wait all of this time and for Anakin, and he puts in all that effort getting Anakin over to the dark side, and then Anakin falls in lava, and he's got to start from the fucking beginning again. He finds out Anakin busted a fat nut, and he's like, I got to wait another fucking 20 years. I'm 60, okay?
I think that is, to him, good. He's like, okay, well, he's got other things going on. He's not just obsessive Jedis. Yeah. I can manipulate him by going like, oh, you think your chick is awesome. How about I give you power that feels more awesome than that?
You know how good busting a nut is? What if I could give you a power that felt twice as good?
What if that is what is so enticing about the dark side? It feels like you're always like on a climax.
Shooting force lightning feels like coming twice at the same time. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
That's it. The noise he should have been making, yeah.
That's your freaking nuts getting busted and the pussy blowing up, dude. That's what that's what it feels like to shoot electricity from your hands.
Man, it just absolutely blew up my pussy, baby.
Yeah, my pussy's on fire, but in a good way.
Not in the I should say doctor
like,
way.
Not in like a more hemorrhoids way, I mean. Yeah, please stop like explaining it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not my pussy, it's not in pain in a way where I probably should have been more smarter with my last lover and maybe use more protection or at least a sexual health check. No, no, no. This is an awesome blow.
It feels awesome. Burn. Yeah. It feels it's incredible,
like,
dude.
Not like an anal fissure kind of burn. That's not what we're talking here, okay?
No.
Please, Palpatine, please, for the love of God. Yeah, no, I just really want you to understand it if you're going to be seduced to the dark
side.
It's
awesome.
Not working.
Like, at the opera, he's whispering, he's like, it feels fucking amazing, dude. Feels like your bussy's blowing up, dude.
Oh, okay.
The guy in the back's just like, this story has taken a turn. You know what? Usher, come back. I hate it. Talk about murdering again. That's
interesting. That was good.
Okay. Fucking dick and balls, you old cunt. You fucking asshole.
So original trilogy.
Stop whispering about your asshole. And watch the fucking balls and the fish. Okay.
We came here
for
one fucking reason.
Now, cunt? We paid so much money and you're whispering to this fucking guy about your asshole.
Pack it in. So original trilogy. He's in power now. He is the Galactic Emperor. What's that new plan? It's wait till Luke is old enough. Seduce him to the dark side, get struck down, right? Right.
See, I think that this at this point, the plan's kind of just like, well, yes, that is the plan, but also this has been like 20 years of things just being chill. Like, it's actually worked out for him.
Plan's over. He's now reaping the awards where he's like, the rewards where he's an old man sitting on a beautiful couch and stuff. Mm. He's got complete power and control over almost the entire galaxy, apart from these, some of the Outer Rim and the rebellion that is coming up against him every now and then.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Because I suppose, good point, he actually doesn't know where Luke is, right? Like, because Luke's hit on Tatooine. So he's don't worry about it. And then classic Palpatine, classic Sheev, he finds out Luke's around. He's like, holy shit, I can trade you in, Vader, for a younger, better model. Because you're a fucking cactus, dude. Let's do it. Let's.
I think he's even like fully, he's at this point in the original trilogy, he's like not even thinking about this shit. He's like, I'm happy and I'm comfortable. I've basically retired. I've got a cushy job of just controlling everything. And everyone else does all the work. He's like,
make
at
a couple
Death
Stars.
He's CEO, basically. He doesn't have to worry about the day to day. So much so that even Princess Leia Organa is right under his nose. The supposed daughter of Bail Organa, he who I guess kind of works with him in like the freaking politics area. I mean, I actually don't know how it goes from Galactic Republic to the Empire where he's a dictator. Do all of those guys retain their jobs even though he's got and like Mon Mothma and shit are doing like rebellion stuff underneath as a side hustle?
Yeah.
Are they still working for the Empire?
Do they still have to do like paperwork and like all of that kind of like the nitty gritty of running a space?
And it's kind of like how, if you're an Australian listener of this podcast, where, like, you know, they're kind of a bit of the opposition, like, where their state, so that could be Victoria, held by Mr. Daniel Andrews, a premier of the Labour Party, slightly more progressive.
Yeah.
Or,
and we love to call him on Plumbing the Death Star, Dictator Dan.
Yeah, of course. But the real dictator is Sheev Morrison, the top tier, and he doesn't quite get along with Dan and stuff like that. No, is it kind of like that? Is it like that, do you reckon?
I don't know. Yeah. There's got to be a bit of tension because, like, no one builds a Death Star with good intentions. You know what I mean? Like,
and the first thing he does is destroy that guy's planet as soon as the Death Star's
He doesn't destroy the guy. He literally kills that guy.
Yeah,
on the planet. He gets blown the fuck up.
He doesn't actually know what's happening. He's like, you know what? Some people talk a lot of shit about Sheev, but he's a pretty good boss. Planet exploded. Just that.
He gets freaking murked, dude, in front of his daughter.
Yeah.
So then, are we saying that Palpatine's plan only becomes, oh, actually, you know what? Well, maybe I'll get struck down by Anakin and fully get him. Like, later on, like, last movie in the trilogy, Return of the Jedi, he's like, well, I'm here.
I think what kind of happens, I could be giving Sheev Palpatine a bit too much credit here.
Yeah.
But I think that, get the best number two guy, that plan is a success with Vader.
Yeah.
Stoked with it. He relaxes with his number two guy, happy about it. And then, after the events of A New Hope, when Obi-Wan gets struck down, becomes more powerful than you could ever imagine or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you mix that with the Death Star getting blown the fuck up. Palpatine's like, I'm getting old. That's when the Luke thing comes into it, I think.
True.
He's like, all right. new guy on the scene.
New guy. And then that guy strikes him down. Whoa. How does that movie end? Because let's not forget
Return of the Jedi. How does
that I remember him dying from a heart attack. So,
well, you're imagining. I think you're thinking of Godfather Part 3 when Michael Corleone dies of a heart attack years later.
Yeah,
it's because Luke comes in and convinces Vader, like, "Hey, man, come hang out.
Let's be pals.
We're family. You know, like you're my papa. So you should come be on my side instead of me flipping over to your side." And then that is when Vader's like, oh, God, I'm going to fucking kill my boss, dude. I'm going to kill this sucker.
Fucking ice him. Yeah. Which would have been a shock for Sheev. Like, if Sheev is just doing this on a kind of whim, it's just backfired on him pretty badly.
Well,
yeah, I think that's what it is. He's playing catch up at this point because he became so comfortable in how things were going.
Too cushy.
His plan brain has freaking not come back on.
It's atrophied,
Like what you said, when they destroy the Death Star, he's like, oh, God, I got nothing. Let's do it again. Let's just go for it again. Roll that dice, baby.
Well, there is
he rolls into a meeting. He's like, right, for the second Death Star. And everybody's just quietly like, okay. We're going to do another Death Star.
And close that hole up. Close that up.
Well, yeah, again, like, there is the, like, it's meant to be a death trap for the rebels. Mm. Like, he's thought about it. It's a plan. It's just not a very good plan. So his plan brain has clicked back on.
Yeah.
And I think Return of the Jedi is Sheev rubbing his hands together and being like, we got another plan going on here. But this time it just fucks up in every imaginable direction.
Yeah.
Sheev, by the way, when you're rubbing your hands together, put some lotion on them. Your skin's disgusting.
It makes me sick.
Moisturize, you motherfucker. And then he gets, from memory, knocked down a chute, right?
Yeah, Sheev gets knocked down a chute.
Yeah.
Thrown down the reactor core whilst he shoots lightning directly up into the sky, which is constantly raining down on Vader, which is also what kills Vader.
But now it's time for plan number three. The greatest place to devise your third plan is at the bottom of a reactor chute dying from broken bones.
Because does he die completely? I don't understand.
Well,
when
he's had in the background, he's had a shit clone this whole time. And I think during this time, he's meant to have been making Snokes as well.
Yeah.
But he's got a dud clone, right? But one that looks exactly like him, but is attached to machines. So as he hits the bottom and his bones break, it's not a problem. Because he's got this brand new guy that he can zoop on into his consciousness or whatever.
Okay. So is that what happens?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
God, were you were you playing that Fortnite game where they revealed all that stuff?
I think he falls down the chute and he puts his consciousness, either he puts his consciousness into a bad clone or the bad clone just takes over after him.
Mm.
And this was maybe the plan all along. It's unclear.
Because I guess that makes sense. Like, if you, like, the cloning of Snoke and whatever, that's happening because Palpatine's like, I'm getting old. Like, my body is dog shit now.
Yeah.
I need a fresh, new, big-headed, giant fuck clone.
Yeah. Do you think as well, this is something I've just thought of then, it's kind of actually a cool thing in Star Wars that Jango Fett was cloned almost with no problem. There's only a few dud clones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you think it is the midichlorians and stuff that makes it more complicated to clone? And because this guy's probably got some of the most powerful force inside of him, some of them probably the highest rank of midichlorians next to Master Yoda and Anakin Skywalker himself, that it's very difficult to get the clones right. Do you think
they come out looking like Snokes? I reckon. I reckon that's it.
That's maybe my favorite thing in Star Wars now.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to think that the midichlorians just... Because they're little guys, right? Like, they're little dudes just running around in there.
I think it's like Osmosis Jones, but I don't know. I've never thought about it too much.
I like to think of a lot of things like Osmosis Jones.
Yeah, me too.
I love Osmosis Jones. It's one of the coolest movies that described what my body looks like on the inside with Will Smith in the lead.
It was like, what if the Magic School Bus was a bit raunchier and a bit funnier, hey?
Yeah. Hey? Would that be good? In your guts?
It would be awesome. It would be really awesome.
And they were right. They were right. So, wait. I like that the three kinds of clones Palpatine got out of his cloning regime was bad versions of him, Snokes, and another guy.
I think this actually leads into Alexi's theory as well, because his bad, like, the other guy that is not force sensitive is a perfect clone. Like, when we see a glimpse of them,
He's perfect.
When I saw him come on the screen in those movies, I was like, oh my God, that's perfection.
I have to paint him. Hold on. I must capture him on the canvas.
Not,
yeah.
Yeah. When you find out he's not force sensitive, that's when you repulse. You're like, oh my God, perfection. No.
Not
flawed.
Quite. Yeah. Yeah. But then he gives birth to a big, full of midichlorian baby, so I don't really know how that works. The midichlorians, they just skip a generation, I guess.
Yeah.
Then...
Well, he wasn't Force-sensitive, but I guess his balls were full of the Force.
Yeah. Or maybe he was, but not, like, didn't realize it, or it never activated or whatever.
Imagine if he is actually Force-sensitive, but he just didn't know.
He just didn't realize. Oh, shit! Just as he dies, he finds out. Or he becomes a Force ghost, but he's like... I could have done so much cool shit. Fucking hell.
Well,
fuck this shit.
I guess. Yeah. Well, the other thing is, if it's just his balls, like, do his dick and balls become a Force ghost just floating around?
Just a little dick and balls sitting next to Master Yoda. Master Yoda's like, yuck. That's gross.
I'm impressed with this dick and balls, I am.
I just, I'm still on Sheev Palpatine's canon Wikipedia page. And there's an awesome section that is just family tree. It's got like the diagram of family tree.
And
is it fucked?
At the top of it, it says Darth Sidious, Sheev Palpatine. Yeah. Then the next layer down is just cloning in brackets. And that produces Snoke, Rey's father, and then Rey's mother.
Wait, he cloned Rey's
mother?
No.
She's just some lady. She's some lady. There's no connection on her.
Yeah. I got very scared there.
And then it's got Rey, and then underneath her name in brackets it says renounce, because she renounces her Palpatine heritage.
That's right. She says she's Rey Skywalker at the end. Good point.
If you renounce your family, I don't think that goes on the family tree. I think it just says your name.
I don't think you can really renounce it like to that degree.
I think that's awesome. I think that's that to me just goes, man, this guy had it all and he became such a big fat loser at the end of it all.
He did. Well, if you think about his final plan, his sequel trilogy plan, is like a Palpatine who's been like, I've been through so fucking much already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what this plan will be. Like, I'm so sick of trying to get another guy, get a second guy.
Yeah.
So he just shits one out that isn't very good. And it uses, if you think about it, a lot of parts from his old plans. Like, he's like, all right, I'm sitting here dying at the bottom of the chute. Okay, I got a lot of Snokes lying around, you know? Because what are they doing?
Chuck me in a Snoke or whatever. Chuck my brain in one.
And I had that kid, and he's somewhere. So let's keep an eye on him. Where does Ben Solo fit into all this? Where does the plan start? Like, how, you know?
It's like... So I think his sequel plan is pretty much a combination of his first plan, which is get the best number two guy, and his second plan, which is find a new number one guy for me. Like, find a new body for me, the number one guy. Mm.
And he's on like Exegol, which is like a crazy ancient Sith world, even worse than Moriband, formerly Korriban.
So he, on his ancient Sith, on Exegol, he learns about Ben Solo, right? Because he wouldn't know about it previously while he was in the shoot, because Ben Solo hadn't been born yet.
And he's there building like Star Destroyers and shit like that.
He's making a zombie army or whatever.
He's got Richard E. Grant for some reason hanging out there.
Jackson, does it change the plan if his plan is the best number two guy is Ben Solo and he wants Rey's
body
as him?
And yeah, so but there's got to be a period of time.
Do what Snoke never could and hook up with Ben Solo.
I put Snoke out there to be Ben Solo's boyfriend. And it never worked out
that
for some reason.
That explains the gold robe.
yeah. Sexy.
Gold robe has the energy of a man whom fucks. Yet, unfortunately, Snoke radiates big I do not fuck energy.
Yeah.
Poor Snoke.
So hang on, Palpatine puts Snoke in charge of the New Order, right?
I don't know, brother.
I think Snoke he does. I think Snoke's in charge. He's like the new Palpatine. He fills the same role, which
but
is
does
crazy.
Does Snoke have any power, or is Snoke just a freaking smoke?
He's in charge, but Palpatine's working through him, I think.
Do you think Snoke's doing the day-to-day? Like, does he have his own brain and shit? Like, or what?
I don't know.
Is he puppeted? Is Snoke a freaking Pinocchio?
I think he's just a puppet the whole time.
Because Palpatine also talks to Ben Solo through Darth Vader's mask. Because there's that line where he's like, you know all these voices that you listen to? They've been this fucking guy. So Palpatine's just sitting there in Exegol being like, Ben Solo, come to the dark side.
Hey, Benny boy, you fuck. Kill your uncle.
I'm Snoke. Kill your uncle, dude. Kill that fucking uncle of yours. Ben Solo cuts down Snoke. Mm-hmm. And was that part of the plan or not? Because I thought it was, but you told me maybe it wasn't. Does that mean...
No. I think that could be part of the plan, but it's not part of the plan. So I think it's part of the plan. Mm. But I don't think that's the point of the plan where it's like, you kill Snoke, you become...
A bad guy.
You become a bad guy. I think that the way that he killed Snoke was meant to kind of... It kind of is like, hey, Rey, join me. That's part of the plan.
He doesn't even know that he's a number two. He's meant to just be like, now the rule of two is me. I'm a big bad guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But little do I know, Rey's grandpa is out there being an extremely big bad guy.
What do you
but
think
then
is
if it's
achieved?
A clone, I still think that if it's a clone, this is not Rey's. He's not grandpapa. He's dad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dad,
can I?
But like skipped one generation, kind of. Yeah.
This is my analogy for who I think Sheev is. Okay,
yeah.
I think Palpatine is an auteur, not unlike Academy Award-winning filmmaker Michael Cimino. He comes right out of the gate and makes The Deer Hunter in 1978, wins all the Best Picture Oscars.
Yeah,
absolute masterpiece of a film. Then the next thing he does is Heaven's Gate. It's interesting movie, but it's an utter failure and completely destroys the American New Wave movement, setting back cinema many, many years and putting everything in charge of studios and so we get blockbusters and stuff like that. The guy can never come back and recapture the magic after that.
Yeah.
I think Sheev is like that. First plan out of the gate.
Great.
Put so much effort into every single little thing that he ever did. You know, maybe also an M. Night Shyamalan is quite a good example of this, if this makes sense, where he makes like this perfectly constructed plan. Everything is so well thought out and so multi-layered, all of it. And then when he has to start doing it again, he's just like, you know what? I got no fucking idea. I blew it all at once, never expecting this shit. You know, I got none of this shit left. And so at the end, he's scrambling and then all these other people in there. Heck, even George Lucas is a good example for this, I'd say. He's got all these people going like, don't worry, we got it covered for you. We're going to make this cool for you. And then it's just like each time, like, nah, it's just like.
And there's a lot of like, you know, like same with Sheev. The last plan is just kind of lots of combinations of stuff from his old plans brought back together in an attempt to make something new. But in the end, it just seems lazy and poorly thought out.
And they've just got
out.
Some figurehead there. Like, yeah, yeah, we love Georgie boy. I mean, Ashif. We love Ashif. We got him up there. And now we're all doing it. All these little underlings, we're doing yeah. everything. And it's like, well, yeah, it sucks shit. It sucks all this shit, dude. Your plan sucks.
It's stupid. It's a dumb plan.
Maybe Ashif Palpatine was a genius.
Yeah.
The wheels fell off. And he died a loathed moron. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Much like is for many people in this world, I'd say.
Yes.
That's a description of, yeah, a great number of people, I think.
Even the smartest people, their wits about, they yeah. might not have all their wits about them by the time they come, the demise.
Yeah.
You get old, and as a consequence, you get stupid. And yes. that's just life, baby.
And loathed. And loathed,
oh,
you know?
Absolutely. People don't like old people.
Yeah.
They suck.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I love a lot of old people, but you know, they vote yeah. incorrectly a lot of the time, I'd say.
They vote incorrectly. They're upset about stuff that doesn't yeah. move, that doesn't make sense. They don't know how to turn on a phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's annoying.
So his plan did suck, but the guy had a couple of good innings in it.
He did. I mean, look, the last plan just seems like a guy at the end of his rope making it up as he goes along. Oh, yeah. I'll send this Snoke out to seduce Ben Solo. Oh my god, it worked. I didn't expect that. Oh, he fucking killed him. All right, time to come out of the woodwork and tell the galaxy I'm here. And maybe yeah. he'll come to me. Oh, holy yeah. shit, he did. All right, hey, can you kill Rey Skywalker? I mean, Rey, me, my daughter. Oh, okay, you're going to do that? Sick. And then he finds out they're a Force dyad, and he's like, actually, this works out great for me, because I can yeah. go into one of you. And then yeah. they strike him down, and he's like, well, thank God it's finally over, you know?
My lord, I wonder if I'm ever going to watch The Rise of Skywalker ever again.
Yeah.
I don't reckon.
Thinking about Star Wars is always a dangerous place for me because I get there's parts that excite me.
Yes.
So I'm like, what if I just watched all 9 films again and then probably also watched Rogue One and Solo and watched, I don't know, The Mandalorian season 1 and 2 again.
Star Wars Visions perhaps is on the high live for you.
It's true.
Star Wars Visions is very much on my radar.
Yes.
And if you're listening to this and you haven't heard me mention it on anything else, please don't ask me about it because I clearly haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks cool.
I just looked up a little bit then just out of curiosity. I don't think he was trying to go into Rey's body. I think he needed to use the life force of the dyad to make his body good again.
Oh, really?
Which I don't know if that changes anything, but that was the goal there.
It's a worse plan.
It's more lame. It's way more lame as well.
And also, it's not a plan he kicks off literally until they're in Exegol with him fighting him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, this actually works really well for me because I can suck your life force and become alive again. I don't know what the next step after that is, but it seems like he's at the point where he's not really planning. He's improvising. So
God, he really is Rupert Murdoch, where he's like fully dead and shit. It's like, please let me control everything still. And like, yeah, God, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess everyone on the fucking planet has to suck up for this old guy to have a couple more laughs. You know, who gives a shit?
I fucking hate Palpatine, and also this news I think has pushed me back into the I'm probably not going to rewatch Star Wars right now, but I might.
You might. I would
That's
love you
tough
to
thing.
You know,
like, I've never been more obsessed with anything in my life than my love for Star Wars. I don't know if I'll ever have a rewatch in me because I hate that Rise of Skywalker so much.
What in Rise of Skywalker was the point of the knife map? Remind me.
That is when they've found Ochi, who is the
bounty hunter,
assassin, treasure hunter, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Friends with Babu Frick, right?
Yeah.
He's Babu Frick's acquaintance. I don't know if they're friends.
I don't know if they're friends, yeah.
Ochi killed Rey's parents, and then in Ochi's tomb where he died, they find a knife. And then when they go to the Death Star the ruins, presumably near Endor, the forest moon of Endor, probably on the big planet around there. They get the knife and they go, hang on a tick, this is exactly the same shape as this fucking object that's sitting in there. Like, I don't know if it was made after that. They go, let's make this knife look exactly like that. Is that where they get it from?
I think so, yeah. But then what does it lead them to?
To the Death Star, the holocrons.
No, but in the Death Star, the holocron in the Death Star, which is how they get to Exegol.
Yes, so, the holocron has a lot of evil power in it.
So Palpatine's plan was to make a knife map, give it to a guy, hope that somehow Ray and Ben would find the knife map, use the knife map on the ruins of a Death Star that had been bobbing around in the ocean for decades, that hopefully hadn't changed position, go inside, get the holocron, immediately come to him, and then he finds out they're a Force dyad, and then he's like, well, I'll jump in.
I think that part is not part of his plan. That's where someone else, and he's dead, and other people take control. And he's like, God damn, these guys are much worse than me at coming with plans. Look, too much weird little things going on.
Yeah.
I was starting to be like, you know what? It kind of makes sense. Like, he's just improvising and whatever. Not a great plan. But now we reach this point, and I'm like, no, he's just a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
What does that mean? What does any of that mean, you know, at this point? He should have died way earlier, frankly. Yeah. He's been very lucky, though, let's be honest, you know?
Stay dead, dickhead.
Yeah.
This is actually my real-life conspiracy that I'm living in right now. Because, you know, now that I've put the Rupert Murdoch allegory in there, Rupert Murdoch used to own Fox, which was produced Star Wars for a long time.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Star Wars, often people of recent love to say that it went too woke, but... Mm. The original Star Wars is a criticism of the Vietnam War.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even the freaking 2000s prequels are a freaking same thing about Vietnam War. And Richard M. Nixon.
That's
true. One of the most deplored presidents in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
And also you get like a reflection of the Bush era coming through in some of the prequels as well. So maybe.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe this is about Rupert Murdoch, and maybe he should also stay dead.
Maybe his plans have been bad. Yeah.
That's what I think as well. Murdoch realized his plans have been bad about like going against climate change and being like, you know, ignore it. It's awesome. I get more money if things are effed up. I think Rupert Murdoch has, like Sheev Palpatine, found maybe something that gives him immortality, and now he realizes, oh, I'm not going to die. I better make the planet last around so I can last here too.
Yeah.
That is what's going on in both Star Wars and real life.
When I look at photos of Rupert Murdoch, it fills me with great joy that just one full body sneeze would end that man's life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. How is he kicking around still? Wow.
He must have the most hectic vaccine coursing through his veins.
He looks like if you grabbed his face and pulled, it would be like Laffy Taffy, and you could pull it for like several meters away from his skull, and then if you let go, it would slap back and then hang loosely off his frame.
I think, in conclusion, we can come to the fact that, Sheev Palpatine, a fucking idiot in life and in death, much like Rupert Murdoch will be.
Yeah. He had a couple of good goes at it. He had a couple of good plans, but, you know, he didn't have what it took to get through to the very end.
At a certain point, you've got to pack it in and, you know, leave it to the next generation, frankly. Yeah.
So it's not the biggest moron ever. Like, there's worse morons in Star Wars, but he just didn't have what it took. He should have handed off earlier. He should have handed off, pass on, let the Empire do its thing longer, you know?
When you gotta quit, you gotta quit. That's the lesson.
Look, this is advice from Pommy the Death Star.
Yeah.
Just know when to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to Kenny Rogers. You gotta know when to fold them, brother.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
He never knew when to stop being in charge and pass shit on. He was so obsessive being number one.
Yeah.
God damn.
Everybody's got a time. Everybody's got an expiry date, an expiration date, you know?
Yeah, an expiration date probably around the time you look like a freaking white dog turd getting zapped back from Mr. Mace Windu. That's when you should have been like, listen, okay.
Yeah, when you're lying in that chute, your bones broken and you're your guts falling out of your stomach, your face a little prune. You're like, do I go into that shitty clone I made do I take the L? I'll take the L.
Around the time you're making some of the weirdest noises and faces ever while you're fighting little Master Yoda, that's when you should be like, God, I'm actually not cut out for this shit anymore.
When your bussy pop in his butt a distant memory.
Yeah, exactly.
Just call it in. You're done. It's fine.
Yeah, get Thrawn or someone in and just go. Thrawn can do all the cool stuff and then you suck the power up after.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Alexi Toliopoulos.
And Alexi, where can we find you?
You can find me on this very here network on Total Reboot with Cameron James, where we talk about movies and cinema. We just are in the midst of a big old miniseries about Man vs. Machine, some of the biggest icons of science fiction cinema. We just did an episode on RoboCop with Nick Mason, and we did an episode on the Terminator original with Mr. Sunday Movies. So... If you like hearing us talk about big old sci-fi products like Star Wars, which actually is sci-fi, it's fantasy, not science fiction.
It's sci-fi.
It's actually fantasy. Yeah. It's not science fiction. That's something that I'll talk about any day of the week.
Yeah, of course.
You'll love that miniseries. Good point to start off with.
There you go.
And also, we were just saying before, there's an episode that I did with these two boys and Cam about Mac and Me, the ripoff of E.T. Probably the best podcast I've ever done.
And be sure to check out the Baseless Speculation episode on Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom, which not Fallen Kingdom, Dominion.
Yeah,
which is maybe the best podcast I've ever done also.
Yeah, that was real fun.
That's something else.
That's actually one of my best hot hangs with you guys, is that Jurassic World one we just recorded.
Anyway, Star Wars is sick, but Sheev's a fucking idiot. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, dickhead, are you thirsty for more Sans Pants? Let us shoot our long, hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to sanspantsradio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of Sans Pants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's sanspantsradio.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to. Courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.